Good evening. In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of the First Congregational Church of Natick, I'd like to welcome you here and thank you all for coming. My name is Andy Burr, and I'm the interim pastor here. It's a blessing and an honor to serve in that way. We are a member of the United Church of Christ and an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. I have a couple of announcements tonight before we begin worship. In a minute or two, we will be lighting the Advent wreath, and so I invite those people who are joining us for worship at home to get five candles, so you can participate in that throughout the service. This evening, we will stand for our first hymn and our final hymn and remain seated for the rest of the hymns. The church office will be closed this week, and John Wegraff will be providing coverage if there is a pastoral emergency. She was five, sure of the facts, and recited them with a slow solemnity, convinced every word was revelation. She said they were so poor, they only had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat. And they went a long way from home without getting lost. The lady rode a donkey, the man walked, and the baby was inside the lady. They had to stay in a stable with an ox and an ass. But the three rich men found them because a star lighted the roof. Shepherds came and you could pet the sheep, but not feed them. Then the baby was born. And do you know who he was? Her quarter eyes inflated to silver dollars. The baby was God. And she jumped in the air, whirled around, dove into the sofa, and buried her head in a cushion, which is the only proper response to the good news of the incarnation. Gail and Carolyn?
We light again the candle of hope for the Christmas story. Shines hope on our lives, and we bring all our stories to this circle. We light again the candle of peace, of honor, to honor all places where we have found peace in our lives and all the places for which we pray that peace may come. We light again the candle of joy to reflect on our celebrations in this season and to pray for those who experience feelings of loss and loneliness. We light the third candle. We light again this candle of love because Jesus Christ was born into human loving, and we are born again into the loving of God.
Shall I go ask her if she's ready?
No, we'll see if she gets up.
Good evening. Please join me in prayer. God of love, you send Jesus to shine bright like the sun, lighting the way for all who walk in darkness. May the light of Christ's hope, peace, joy, and love shine bright in us as we approach his coming, that we may be ready to welcome him on Christmas Day and every day. Amen.
Would you please rise in body or spirit for our first hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Please be seated, and please join me again in prayer. O Word made flesh, you have come into our midst as light and wisdom, desiring to be known to us in our lives and to be found in the world around us. Open our eyes and our hearts and our hearts to recognize you where you dwell, in our midst, challenging, heartening, lighting the way to peace and justice. Amen.
The sanctuary is as beautiful as people told me, and there are lots of people here this evening, Merry Christmas Eve, remembering that there are lots of people here this evening with lots of opinions about masks or not, social distancing or not. Let's take a moment to greet each other and wish them the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you all.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to their own lands and towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David.
Thank you.
Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom God favors."
Thank you.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
The brand new pastor and his wife, newly assigned to their first ministry to reopen a church in suburban Brooklyn, arrived in early October excited about their opportunities. When they saw their church, it was very run down and needed lots of work. So they set a goal to have everything done in time to have their first service on Christmas Eve. They worked hard repairing pews, plastering walls, painting, and on December 18th, they were ahead of schedule and just about finished. On December 19th, a terrible driving rainstorm hit the area and lasted for 2 days. On the 21st, the pastor went over to the church and his heart sank when he saw that the roof had leaked, causing a large area of plaster to fall off the front wall of the sanctuary just behind the pulpit, beginning about head high. The pastor cleaned up the mess on the floor and, not knowing what else to do but to postpone Christmas Eve, headed home. And on the way home, he noticed that a local business was having a flea market type sale for charity, so he stopped in. One of the items was a beautiful, handmade, ivory-colored crocheted tablecloth with exquisite work and a cross in the center. It was just the right size to cover up the hole in the front wall. He bought it and headed back to church. By this time, it had started to snow, and an older woman running from the opposite direction was trying to catch the bus. She missed it. The pastor invited her to wait in the warm church for the next bus 45 minutes later. She sat in the pew and paid no attention to the pastor while he got a ladder, hangers, etc., to put up the tablecloth as a wall tapestry. The pastor, could hardly believe how beautiful it looked, and it covered up the entire problem area. Then he noticed the woman walking down the center aisle, and her face was like a sheet. "Pastor," she asked, "where did you get that tablecloth?" He explained, and the woman asked him to check the lower right corner to see if the initials EBG were crocheted into it there. They were. These were her initials, and she had made that tablecloth 35 years earlier in Austria. The woman could hardly believe it as the pastor told how he had gotten the tablecloth. And the woman explained that before the war, she and her husband were well-to-do people in Austria. When the Nazis came, she was forced to leave. Her husband was going to follow her the next week. She was captured, sent to prison, and never saw her husband or her home ever again. The pastor wanted to give her the tablecloth, but she made the pastor keep it for the church. The pastor insisted on driving her home. That was the least he could do. She lived on the other side of Staten Island and was only in Brooklyn for the day for a job house cleaning. What a wonderful service they had on Christmas Eve. The church was almost full. The music and the spirit were great. At the end of the service, the pastor and his wife greeted everyone at the door, and many said that they would come back. When done, the pastor headed back down the center aisle and noticed a gentle-faced older man. He was the local clock and watch repairman. He continued to sit in one of the pews and stare at the wall, looking rather puzzled. The man asked him where he got the tablecloth on the front wall because it was identical to the one that his wife had made years ago when they lived in Austria before the war. And how could there be two tablecloths so much alike? "It's strange," he said in his soft accent. "Many years ago, my wife, God rest her, and I owned such a cloth in our home in Vienna. My wife put it on the table," and here he smiled, "only when the bishop came for dinner." He told the pastor how the Nazis came, how he forced his wife to flee for her safety, and he was supposed to follow her, but he was arrested and put in prison. He never saw his wife or his home again all the 35 years in between. The pastor suddenly became very excited and asked him if he would allow him to take him for a little ride. They drove to Staten Island and to the same house where the pastor had taken the woman 3 days earlier. He helped that older man climb the 3 flights of stairs to the woman's apartment knocked on the door, and he saw the greatest Christmas reunion he could ever imagine. Merry Christmas Eve to you all. The birth of Jesus shows us how to hope, where to find, and where to make peace, why our Christmas customs have meaning, and what it is to truly love. For on this night we meet Emmanuel, God with us, God coming and in us, who lifts us up and lets us shine. People of God, rejoice, rejoice in this light. Let's pray together. Holy God, we light the Christ candle. It shines on smiles and tears. It shines on younger and older. It shines and we hear angels. It shines and we see a manger. It shines and we remember the story. It shines on our world like Bethlehem long ago. It can never be extinguished because you are the candle tonight and we promise to be the candle tomorrow. Amen. Our Christmas Eve offering will benefit two local area organizations doing very important work. The first is Metro West Workers Center, or CASA, and Daniel's Table. The mission of Daniel's Table is to create food security through nutrition and education as the catalyst to empower individuals and families to reach their full potential. Daniel's Table achieves its mission through continuous innovation of programming and outreach, service provision conducted with compassion and dignity, and education that is respectful of culture and diversity. The primary mission of the Metro West Workers Center, CASA, is its work with immigrants to recover stolen wages and find release for those who are injured on the job. CASA is known for its open door, and thus immigrants who arrive in Metro West area often find their way there. In addition to direct aid to workers, CASA provides both food and vaccines to immigrant workers and their families at a distribution center once a month. All of CASA's work is funded by grants and volunteer donations. Let us now continue to worship God with our offerings as the ushers will receive them. Thank you. you please rise in body or spirit? Let's pray together. With these gifts, dear God, accept the praise and thanksgiving of our hearts, which rejoice in your goodness and love. Let our gifts point to your presence in the world and further your dream for the world through Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. As the light moves through the congregation, I remind you to only tilt the unlit candle. The God who said, "Let there be light," has caused light to shine in our hearts. That light is the glory of God reflected in the face of Jesus Christ. As our candles are a sea of light lit from the one light of Christ, so may we reflect Christ's light and love in the world. God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. When all of time is crushed into a few moments, on the edge of everything, teetering on the brink of a new belief in the future, here is where we meet you, O God. In the last moments of darkness, before the breaking in of the light and the cry of a woman and the birth of love, here is where we meet you, O God. As silence deepens and the wonder stretches and the ancient past becomes our longed-for future, and the word of the prophets slip into fulfillment, here is where we meet you, O God. Creating God, hold this moment made of every time, and may we breathe along with all those who have been here before to the heartbeat of hope, and know this moment, so full of expectation, is as sacred as they get, for contained here is all the hope of the future and the fulfilling of ancient longing. In the snarl of silence, as the universe bends with the weight of anticipation, where the worry is the greatest and the moment most urgent, here is where we meet you, O God, in the flesh. Amen.
Let your hearts be open to the Christmas promise. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Would you please rise in body or spirit for our final hymn?
Thank you.
Life is short, and we don't have much time to gladden the hearts of others, to gladden the hearts of those who journey with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And the blessing of God who made us, who loves us, and who travels with us be with you now and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.